You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are in the studio today pulling our hair out because...
Full moon in Scorpio.
Well, exactly. Full moon in Scorpio is fucking with us majorly.
It's intense.
Jesus. I mean, it's like, it's been like the day from hell. First, it started with crazy family drama, which I'm sure everybody goes through, stupid phone calls and things that can really get under your skin. But in the beginning, it was kind of a nice day because I woke up early and I went to go help Frankie, who has been taking these acting lessons and was actually doing a scene with someone. They were filming a scene together.
So awesome.
So I went to see if I could be of any help, but they had it handled. And so it was just kind of cool to be an observer and watch. So that was really fun. It's been such a crazy freaking past couple weeks.
I know. It has been.
It's been like insanity. And then Gilby's getting ready to go on a motorcycle ride. He's going to do his El Diablo run.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, they have like tons of bikes, tons and tons of bikes. I think there's probably a couple hundred at this point. When it first started out, it was a really small bike
run. Wow.
But now it's built up and it's a big bike run. A bunch of guys take their old bikes, ones with like out shocks or any luxury. So yeah, I bow out. I don't want to go on this ride because
they're roughing it.
Yeah, they're roughing it. That does not sound fun for me. So
it does not sound glamorous.
No. And they ride to the Baja to Mexico.
Oh,
and
cool.
They get hotels. Some of them camp out on the beach and it's really nice for them, I guess. And they go crazy as biker guys do.
Totally.
And they have a blast. But yeah, that's not my speed.
Yeah, no. Sounds like a bunch of tequila. And,
right.
Yeah, it sounds like tequila and cigars and motorcycles.
Yeah, yeah.
Boys
fun for
club.
Them. No, thank you. instead, I'm actually going tomorrow. I'm going on a glamping, which I, at first, my girlfriend's like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. We're going to do like a little glamping trip. And I'm like, glamping? Okay, how glampy is it? What do you mean? And then she was like, no, it's super glampy. Like, you'll like it. So it's my friend that owns a polo field in Santa Barbara.
And well, that sounds, I mean.
It's already sounds you, good, right?
Yes, it's already sounding promising.
It's sounding promising already. And then she's having this company come out and set up these beautiful, like glamping tents that have like beds and, you know, just beautiful. And so I called her up yesterday because I started getting a little bit of anxiety about it. I was like, so what do I need? Do I need to bring a blanket? Do I need to bring a sleeping bag? Are there bathrooms? Do I need a pillow? She's like, Daniela, it's off the hook. Just show up.
This is the same woman who took you on a yacht to Greece.
A mega
you're
yacht.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. She's got you all dialed in.
Good. She's got us pretty dialed in. So it's kind of cool. And it's all my girlfriends from that trip to Greece.
So
I'm excited.
Awesome.
Joyce Benelli and Tasia and
Joyce.
Everybody.
That's
Sarah.
So great.
So yeah, it's going to be really fun. And I'm super excited to go. And it's like, I know you go through this too because you've got kids and dogs and a house and a husband and everything. But every time I'm just trying to go out of town for not even 24 hours. Literally, I'm going overnight. It starts in the evening, the party. We're going overnight. We're sleeping over. And in the morning, I'm racing back. Well, it's kind of insane because...
Yeah, I was going to say, why so quick? Is it just...
Because I have to be responsible.
Right.
Because... Gilby gets to go on his motorcycle ride with no responsibilities,
right?
He gets to go out of town and just go do him and do his thing. Frankie's going out of town to go do her thing. And, well, I can't just do that.
Right.
I've got the dogs. We've got the house. You've got to find someone to come stay here
totally.
And take care of the animals. And, you know, it's a whole thing. For me to go and do anything, it's always a complete and utter production. It's not like I can.
I get you. I know.
Isn't it funny? Like the roles, like I can't just say, oh, well, I'm going out of town, y'all. Just deal with everything.
Yeah, no. And if you were to, you'll get 55,000 calls that you're just like, you're stuck to your phone. And you can't just, there is no, like, if I don't have my phone off, I'll have my phone off for this hour that we're recording. And I'll go back to my phone to 43 text messages.
Right.
You know, mom, Barb, mom, Barb. Like, you know, it's just, no one can function.
No, they can't function without us. Forget it. we are the wheel that we're makes everything needed. Turn. What is that term? What is that thing called that makes the wheel turn? Oh God, I don't know. Well, at least we know we're not the kink in the wheel, but
no, I mean, it's funny too, because I, even just to come here, yeah. I have to run to the food store first, and I had to go to the pharmacy first. Yeah. So I have to make sure everyone's taken care of, because God forbid I have my phone turned off for an hour and they can't reach me or find me. Forget it.
I know. And like, you got here and you saw, I'm like on the phone trying to figure out where this fabric is. Some fabric is not in, now it's, they're telling me it's on back order. I'm in the middle of production. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This is an insane time, but
it does feel like everything's opened up at once.
Yeah.
So it's like we went from a quiet, non-existent year, like just a, you know, to everything is back full force.
Totally. Yeah. Because now that everybody's,
we haven't even like slowly, you know, gravitated toward normalcy. It's just like instantly everyone is so excited to get moving again. Yeah. But I think it's like we're jumping ahead of ourselves.
Right. Right. You know? I know Gilby played his first show back since the pandemic started. He played in St. Louis, a private event.
How did that go?
It was good. It was a fundraiser. So
awesome.
It was good. But again, it was 1,000 capacity seater and they could only play to 200 people. So, you know, it's still, you know, you have to reduce capacity. But it felt really good to him, you know, to like have an audience,
right?
Or have a show back. You know, I mean, as much as Frankie and I try and clap and the dogs, it doesn't really
it's not the same. It's so funny. Like,
so that's starting to happen. And then, you know, I've been hearing that they're getting some offers here and there. I'm starting to see if Frankie's getting offers. Gilby's getting offers.
Yeah, Zach, we booked an entire tour for Black Label and Honest AF, Zach Wild, Black Label Society fans. He is touring all of October and all of November in the States.
Amazing. Yeah. That'll be so much fun. I can't wait for that.
And we're not doing reduced capacities because everyone's going to be, you know,
hopefully vaccinated at that point.
Have, well, our group, we have to because of insurance purposes. There's just no way to do it otherwise.
Yeah.
And then the venues are going to require either a clean COVID test within 72 hours of the show or proof of vaccination. So we're not, because Zach, that's why he didn't really do any of the live streams either. He didn't want to, he didn't like the feeling of not performing in front of a live audience or you know, a
or
scale
giving it
back.
His all.
He just felt like it felt weird to him. I said, just look at it like you're recording a video. Cause when you do when you do any videos, it's, there's no audience there except for hair and makeup and, you know, maybe a tech or two and the cameramen or women, but it wasn't inspiring for him. Mm-hmm. So he's excited to get back, but he only wanted to do it when he could go back to the way he's used to doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, can't teach an old dog new tricks, I guess.
No, I
Mr. Wild is very set in his ways. So,
so is Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark's record finally came out, which was really cool.
It's so good.
Oh, did you listen to it?
I did.
Yeah?
I really love it. I think it's really cool. I mean, Zach always says about Gilby, he's like, literally, if you cut Gilby, Rolling Stones blood comes out of him. Like, it's just, that's his, like Zach's like, he's just, you're really good, solid, 100% rock.
Yeah.
Like, it's just such good rock.
Yeah.
And Zach loves the single too. And it's good. I'm really excited for Gilby.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was cool because the record was supposed to come out, you know, last year, right before COVID hit.
Totally.
And then when COVID hit, obviously everything got delayed and he couldn't tour on it. But now it just came out and it's really exciting. It's called
so
The Gospel
exciting.
Truth for anybody out there that's listening and wants to go check it out. It's really good. And, you know, Gilby hasn't put a record out in 2 decades. So this is his first record out in almost 20 years.
Under Gilby Clark.
Under his solo.
Wow.
Yeah, under him. So it's kind of a big deal in the Clark household.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah, and it's been like the soundtrack of our lives.
Right, because
I think he's been writing this thing for so long and playing it. I keep hearing it like in my dreams and my sleep. I hear it when I'm cooking. I hear it when I'm watching TV. I hear it all the time. Because
it's so funny that you say that, because Zach was in the garage the other day and he was working on a tune and I came in the garage and I'm like, that's really good, but that sounds really familiar. And he's like, yeah, because I wrote it a year ago and I'm just about to go do guitars on the record for it. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I don't think people realize that when you live with a musician, you hear it from with guitarists, you hear it from when it's a riff,
yes,
to when it's somewhat of a song,
from
to
when it's a chord,
right, to when the drummer comes and puts drum tracks on it, to when they have the music done, to when then you know Zach writes that he does the vocals, lyrics and vocals after he writes the music,
right.
So and then by the time the album comes out, I've like it's like an old product to me. I'm just like, people, what do you think of the record? Oh, it's so great. It's like, I've been living with it for 2.5, 3 years, you know?
Yeah, they become like the, what do you call it? Like the
soundtrack of your...
Yeah, the soundtrack of your life. Like Frankie and I walk around to the riffs and we're like, we hear it all the time. So it's really cool to see it finally come to fruition and actually get released and let other people hear it. It's really exciting. And he did this little teaser to go with it. I don't know if you saw it. He put it on his Instagram. But it's really cool. It's kind of like a little explanation of, you know, what's been going on and how, you know, he came to this. And so
I didn't see it yet. I'm looking forward to it. It's really cool.
It's just like a 2-minute teaser that he put on Instagram. You should check it out. It's really cool. It's funny too, because he kind of got mad at me because the day before his record came out, Macy, our friend Macy Gray, called me up and was like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm still very jealous.
She goes, hey, what are you doing? I miss you. And I go, well, I miss you too. Where are you? And I go, I'm actually getting ready to go to dinner with Frankie and a friend. Do you want to come join us? She goes, well, I can't join you. I'm in the studio finishing up my album. Why don't you come to the studio and sit with me and I'll order food for all of us. And I was like, okay, that sounds fun. So it was the day before Gilby's record came out. We went to Macy's studio.
That's awesome.
And oh God, by the way, she ordered us. She goes, she's so funny. She goes, what do you feel like eating for dinner? And I go, well, we were thinking Chinese food. She goes, great. I'll order us the world's greatest pizza. I'm like, excuse me, excuse me. That's not Chinese food. So I was like not into it. I'm like, oh, I don't want pizza. I've just been working out every day. I gave myself a goal. I want to work out every day. I want to get my ass back in gear because summer's coming. I did not want pizza. I was like all hell bent on Chinese food, and Frankie too. And Frankie's like, oh God, I don't want pizza. And then we get there and I go, okay, well, let's just be polite. We'll get there. We'll hang out for a little bit. She orders us a pizza. We're not going to touch it. We'll go to dinner afterwards.
Right.
We'll just go hang with
Macy. Famous last words.
Right. So we get there and she orders this pizza from this company called D-Town. Have you ever heard of this pizza?
No, I have not.
Barb, let me tell you something. I am not a huge pizza fan. I like pizza, but it's a bit doughy for me.
And we have to have the thinnest crust possible.
Yeah, it makes me feel heavy. So I'm not always obsessed with pizza. But she goes, Daniela, trust me, this is the best pizza you've ever had in your life. And I go, Macy, those are some fighting words over there.
Yeah, right?
Damn it if she wasn't absolutely 100% right.
In California. I cannot wait to try this. I'm going to have to bring it home to Zach.
It's called D-Town Pizza, and it's because it's Detroit pizza. So it's from Detroit, and this pizza was next level. I mean, next level.
Oh,
delicious.
I'm excited.
And they have all these like really yummy toppings. You have to look them up. Unreal how good that pizza was. I was like, okay, yeah, we're all eating pizza. So what if we all gain about 5, 6, 10, 20 pounds from eating it?
Drink 6 gallons of water. You'll be okay.
It was delicious. And so we're there with Macy and watching her do her thing. And God, nothing makes me happier than her doing her vocals.
I'm such a fan. I've been a fan forever and a day, way before I ever met you. And I mean, I was like beside myself when I got to meet her, and I love her. You know, it's like, don't ever meet your heroes. Well,
yeah.
Meeting her was awesome because I just
fell
in love with her even more as a person. She's so fun and she's so funny and
she's so hilarious.
But that voice,
the voice,
is like she's so. Zach said there are only a few artists that from the first bar that they sing, you know who it is.
Correct.
She's got one of those voices and it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's unreal. She said, oh, do you mind? I have to put one last vocal track down. I'm like, oh, I mind. I mind if you stop.
Right?
Oh my God. It was so great. I just got to sit there and it was great for Frankie. I mean, the woman just like one take and she sings like a freaking angel. And it just... her voice is so good. I could just sit there and listen to it forever. It
it's
is
so,
so
ear pleasing.
Yeah.
And the songs that she chooses to do,
yeah,
they're just, it's just such a beautiful merge of, yeah, it's like the perfect music to that voice. It's so rich and
her voice is just phenomenal. She kind of reminds me of like old school, like Billie Holiday,
without a doubt.
You know, just beautiful voice. Anyway, so she did her last vocal track. We got to watch her finish her record, which was coming out the next morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really cool. So she finished her record while we were sitting there. She finished her last track. And then her record was coming out actually the very next day, which was the exact same day that Gilby's record was coming out. So I said to her, oh my gosh, I got so excited and carried away. I was like, oh my gosh, let's do a quick promo for your record. I'll put it up on my Instagram. Let's tell everybody that you have a new record coming out at midnight. So I did this whole thing with her and I posted it on my Instagram. And of course she was hilarious on it. I'm like, Macy, so what are we doing right now? And she's like, oh, we're doing Blow and Adderall. I'm like, no. Let's talk about what we're really doing, which is you're finishing. You've got a record coming out tomorrow, right? So anyway, I posted it all over my Instagram. And then I get home and Gilby leaves a comment. You know,
Somebody else has a record
coming out tomorrow too that you haven't even bothered to promote.
Oh, I was my like, Lord.
Oh my God, I felt so bad. But I was going to promote his record too. I just hadn't gotten around to it yet because I was hanging out with her. That night. Oy vey, did I have some hell to pay.
But you're in all kinds of trouble.
I'm always in trouble. For some reason, I always find myself in some sort of pickle.
And you're so well behaved. I am very
well behaved, right? I should just be like in a freaking nunnery.
Exactly.
I am so well behaved. This is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyways, and then on top of it all, ugh. Okay. If you're a guy, this is a good time to tune out because this might be TMI for you. Yeah. Tune out. Here's your forewarning. Just tune out. This is enough. Don't listen if you're a guy. But on top of it all, I've been having, as you know, all these freaking like feminine issues with my period. To make a long story short, I had my period for like 3 weeks and thought it was my period swan song. I thought that maybe I was going into menopause and this is my body just acting out. Sometimes that happens.
That does happen a lot.
Yeah. And I was like, well, why do I have my period so long? Like a week, 2 weeks. Okay. Now it's 3 weeks. This is crazy. So I called my OBGYN and I said, you know, what's happening? Is this my period's swan song? And he was like, no, actually it's quite the opposite. If you were going to be done with your period, if you were going into menopause, you would start skipping periods, not getting more periods.
Right.
So apparently my body still thinks it's 16 and continues.
Might be from all those Netflix shows that you watch.
Maybe that's what it is. Oh man, I'm triggering it.
Anyways, to make a long story short,
I was told that I need to go on hormones because my uterus is confused. God, I don't fucking know what this means. Apparently, like when you get older and you start to go into menopause, you're supposed to like shed your uterus.
Right.
Well, mine was doing the opposite. And so then they were worried and thought, okay, well, maybe it could be anything, uterine cancer or just a confused fucking uterus. So I had to go get a biopsy, which was not fun. It was very painful.
No, that is not fun. That is
very,
not fun at all.
Very painful. Well, the biopsy wasn't actually as painful. I take that back. What was really painful was the DNC that you have to have. That was not pretty at all and extremely painful. So I had that done and then the biopsy came back up. Everything was fine, thank God. But I needed to go on hormones to kind of stabilize my body and fool it back into its actual proper age.
That's so funny.
The way
you're describing it, it's funny because we got a Dear Daniela, kind of a similar situation about that too, which we should talk about in a little bit. But it's a total mixed bag. You know, like for me, I just stopped. and I mean, I feel
so blessed,
really lucky.
You are. So blessed.
Because it just stopped out of nowhere. I mean, I associated it with my mom getting sick because that was the last period I had when she was getting sick. And then it never came back. But that's the way she went through menopause. I had asked her, Mom, you know, am I going to go crazy? I hear so many stories. Women are like, oh, my God, wait till you go through the change. It's like, yeah, you're going to go crazy and you're so even keeled and you're going to turn into a lunatic and this, that. And I was like, oh, my God. And my mom goes, well, I didn't. I just one day I didn't get my period anymore. And that's how it was.
And they say that you usually follow pattern of your mother, yeah, which my mother didn't have any of this. I'm just, you know, lucky. Fuck's sake. My mother didn't have any of this either. She just like, but my mom had her period and didn't go through menopause until she was in her late 50s.
That's really late.
Really late. So apparently I'm the same way in that sense where my body's a little confused. That's how they described it to me, said I might have like a confused uterus, whatever that means.
Do you remember that episode of Sex and the City where what's her name had a sad vagina?
A sad vagina?
A sad vagina.
Vagina?
The dark-haired... the one that had to adopt a child in her character.
Yeah,
I forgot
her name.
She married the lawyer.
Right, right.
Well... I know someone
well,
that happened to
there's
in real
Samantha,
life.
There's Samantha. There's...
Oh, my God.
I can't remember the names anymore.
It's been a minute
for me. Yeah, anyways.
There's Miranda, Carrie.
Samantha.
So we can't forget her. And then we're forgetting the one that had the
issue.
Yeah,
whatever.
Anyway, but I know someone in real life that had that happen. They were like having issues like you were. They just kept bleeding. Uh-huh. And the diagnosis the doctor gave her was that her vagina was sad.
It's a bleeding heart.
I don't understand what that means, but
oh my
that's
God.
What they, it's actually a thing. I mean, OBGYNs, if you are an OBGYN and you listen to our show, could you explain to us what a sad vagina actually is?
And I'm sorry if you're a straight man listening to this, because you might not be by the end of this. It could turn you off. It was really bad. Like, you know, just out of control with cramping and everything. It was just horrible. And I've never been like that. Like my whole life, I've had non-events for periods. But then again, I've always been on the pill.
Right. And that definitely helps things.
Yeah. And then I went off the pill a couple of years ago thinking, what do I need the pill for? But now it seems like I kind of do need the pill because they put me back on...
Yeah, your body has other ideas.
Right. They put me back on hormones. What a pain in the ass. Or the vagina, but...
so funny.
But so annoying because, you know, we have these... It's so horrible, like when you're so busy and you've got so much going on and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, like personal issues.
Female.
Yeah.
Things to deal with.
Damn it. Like, I'm not used to this, but I guess, you know, a lot of people go through this. So you have my sympathies because this is, it was not cute or fun or anything nice. That's what's been going on. But, and then on top of it, because I went on hormones, I feel like I'm gaining weight.
Okay.
So
I was just talking to my girlfriend on the phone about this on my way here. You are the only person who gains weight in the places you would want to gain weight, in your tush and in your cheeks. The two places that you would want to gain
weight.
Let's not
forget my boobs are enormous.
Okay, the people like spend a shit ton of money to have fat put in those areas or like a little. I mean, you had white jeans on the other day that fit you. Like literally, I know that you're a designer and you know all about clothes and you make sure that everything is tailored or what have you. But those jeans could not have fit you any more perfectly. They were white. Your ass looked like, I mean, a work of art in and of itself. And I'm like, Frankie and I were like, oh yeah, we feel really sorry for you, Daniela.
Well, there's a reason why I keep you around. but listen, I don't mind a little extra weight because I will be honest. I think that I was getting a little too thin for a while.
You were having trouble like keeping the weight on.
Yeah. And I don't mind gaining a little bit of weight here and there because I am pretty lucky. It does go into good places. You know, it goes into my chest, goes into my booty and my face. And my face really needed it because the older I get and the thinner I get,
Say, what is it? You know, you have to choose between your ass and your face when you're over 30 or
you can't
now
save
I would
them
say
both.
Over 50. It's a whole different thing now. Yeah, but, you know, it's so funny. It's like Zach tries to tell me that it works that way too. He'll put chocolates on my pillow every night and he goes, don't worry about it. It just goes to your boobs. I'm like, you would think that that would be nice, Zach, if you had a magic.
You must be eating
potion.
A lot of chocolate bars.
It goes everywhere.
Those boobs are huge.
It doesn't just go to my boobs. Actually, it's so funny. I'm wearing a t-shirt today and I'm like, I need to go buy minimizer bras again. I don't know what the hell's going on with my boobs, but it's silly.
Hey, you know what? I found these great bras at... So strange because I don't usually like to get bras from Victoria's Secret, but I went in there the other day and I found these really great bras because they have no underwire, no padding,
That's
nothing.
That's why I never buy bras there.
And they were so cute because they're like in patterns. Like, look, it's leopard.
Really cute.
Yeah, really cute. I got like a leopard one. I got all different colors, and they're great because. They hold you up. They almost feel like exercise bras.
Oh yeah,
like a sports bra. So I can actually wear them when I'm working out too, which is quite nice.
I'll be honest with you. I've had bathing suit tops that have been better than bras.
Yeah, I wear bathing suit tops. Sometimes I just wear a bikini top.
Why can't any? Will you please design
right?
a line? I've been asking you this since I met you.
Yeah.
Will you please design a line of lingerie that is like literally like a swimsuit because. Yeah. They work
for real women, for women that have real boobs.
But you can
because
wear
they don't
like
really
little strappy dresses and tops, but it has support.
Yeah.
I never understood why we have to have these big ass straps on our shoulders that dig in. And I know there's going to be some people that are going to write to me and say, oh, but that's because you're not wearing the right size. I know my size. I've been the same size, give or take a cup size in the last, you know, for my whole life.
You know, they remeasured me in Victoria's Secret and I was wearing the wrong bra size my whole life. I had no idea. I always thought I was a 34C.
Yeah.
And it turns
you're
out.
You're a 32 what?
I'm a 32 double D. Who the hell knew?
Well, honestly, pretty much the same thing for me, except for sometimes I could do.
You could do an H, a triple, a J?
A triple D, but Victoria's Secret calls them E's. And so does the cup line of bras, E. And Zach's like, oh, my chocolate is working. It's working. Your bra size is going up. I'm like, I'm going to shoot you. But anyway.
Speaking of chocolate, we got to wrap this shit up because you and I have a date today. We're going to Toby Tobin's to start. Up.
You know, it's funny because one of the things that you sometimes when we come and do our show, you'll have seen something on Instagram or you've read an article or whatever that kind of like triggers what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm so shocked that you haven't brought up to me. Have you seen Paulina Porizkova's recent Instagram for the last 2 or 3 days since the Oscars?
Her naked?
No.
No.
So she and I have to say, I wanted to bring this up before we're done because this is so incredible to me. And you're very much in defense of her when she, you know, goes off. And I have to say, in this one instance, I am completely in agreement with her. She went to the Oscars. She has a new boyfriend.
Yes, actually, my hair girl, Louise Moon, who does my hair and everyone else's hair, did hers.
Well, it looked fabulous. So your girl's great, which I knew about your hair anyway, but I didn't know she did Paulina's. But apparently she has a new boyfriend that she's had for months. She just finally went public.
Yeah.
They went to the Oscars together. He's a director. Alan, is it Sorkin?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. And he's
very... Look at Louise's Instagram because I know she posted about it.
Very, very well-to-do, very, very accomplished director, and she seems extremely happy. She's had it tough for the last couple of years.
Yes, she has.
And all of the press that...
Yeah, Aaron Sorkin.
All of the press that commented about them being walking the red carpet together said, quote, Aaron Sorkin with his age-appropriate girlfriend.
Oh, what fucking bullshit.
They put age-appropriate in all of the press releases.
What? Bullshit. Oh, my.
And so she went off today.
She should do.
Of course she should. I was getting pissed.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, would they ever do that to a man?
No.
When he's with his 16-year-old? Age-appropriate? I mean, give me a... And she goes, oh, so I guess
Oh, my God. I hate everybody.
She goes, I guess he should get an award that we're only 4 years apart.
Yeah,
that
bravo.
He's dating a woman, that he has it in him to date a woman within his age range. Like, she's like, what is that saying? Like,
that
what message
disgusting.
Are we putting out there?
Yeah,
and
disgusting.
It's like, is that a backhanded compliment to me? And then she said, well, honestly, I think that it says a lot about him, that he's an amazing person, that he is with me because he's someone that he wants to be with. Doesn't matter what my age is or whatever. But she's like, are they saying, oh, she looks kind of good for her age? Or
unbelievable.
Unreal. Like, how dare.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know who you
bullshit.
People are who release this press, but this is
such,
absolute
that's
utter
so ageist and
bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, when what's his name? Keanu.
Yeah, when Keanu is...
He's got an older woman.
I think he married her, actually.
They're engaged or they're getting very serious or whatever. She's fabulous. He's crazy. And everyone's like wants to give him a friggin' award for going with a woman that to even look that way. And it's like, that's what is up? I mean, that's such bullshit. We don't do that to men.
No.
Oh, you deserve. We're going to give you a
we're
trophy.
We're
going to
give you an award.
You're
going to
get an Oscar for going with a woman that isn't 2 decades younger than you.
Yeah. Wow. God, that's
shame
annoying.
On you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, wow, right?
I mean, forget the fact that she's a freaking supermodel and gorgeous.
Hey, shit, he probably had her posters up on her walls just like you and I did. Like, he was probably just as it, like, going, oh, shit, this woman will even talk to me, you know? But
isn't that, that just says so much about our society, you know, that's what you're going to focus on. Forget the fact that the poor woman has been in like a depression for 2 years and publicly so about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, is finally stepping out. Now you're going to say that?
I mean, I can't even believe it. I mean, she's super modest and she's self-deprecating and she has a good time and she's, you know, she doesn't take herself seriously. Yeah. But I mean, I
love that she's been posting pictures of herself like naked. Like she's done these like she's been doing a lot of these editorials where she's kind of wearing sheer tops and stuff. And she looks
good for
amazing.
Her.
And it's just great because it normalizes it. Like everybody's so afraid of like, oh, they're old. No one wants to see their old stuff. Well, guess what? You're going to be old one day, too. So.
I'll be honest with you. There's a lot, and maybe it's just because I'm such an eternal optimist, but there are a lot of women our age and older that look better than a lot of these 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the centaur look, which I know is all about this Generation Z.
Yeah.
They like
like
the booties that they could set a table on, and they've got these itty bitty waists. And okay, good for you. If that's what you're into, everyone should do what they're into.
I like it all. I think a beautiful woman is a beautiful woman. A beautiful man is a beautiful man. I don't care. I like it all. I think, you know, big, small, tall, short, whatever, old, young, whatever.
Whatever color, whatever.
It's confidence.
I agree with you.
It's all about confidence.
I'm with you on that, but I'm just saying, like, there are some women that are older and men that look incredible. How dare they do that? If they didn't know her age, would they have commented? You know, it's unbelievable.
No, it's unreal. It really is. To think that's a story. God.
Yeah, and that was every single, like, she was showing
I'm
clips.
I'm surprised I missed that.
Oh, I can't believe it. You got to go on her Instagram. But she was showing clips.
That just
clips
shows you how busy I've been.
True. Every single article said age-appropriate date.
Wow.
Or age-appropriate girlfriend.
Well, like, you know what? They did it to the right person because she will speak out and she
will
bring attention to it.
Maybe they did that on purpose. Maybe they wanted to trigger her. Who knows?
But I think she's the right person to do it with because she will hone in on it and approach it.
And good for her.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hey, Paulina, you looked amazing. God bless you. And I'm happy for you. And, and we're
as long as you're happy, just be happy. It's great. You know, she's been so down, poor thing.
Yeah. I thought that was so crazy. I mean, I didn't even watch the Oscars this year because I did not get to see any of the films, which I try so hard in the last couple of years. You would think during the pandemic, I would have seen all of them. I didn't.
I'd love for someone to do, like, since he's in the business, like, he should do like a dark, like noir kind of sexy film with her at her age now. That would be so hot, I think. And I mean, like, really get some tongues to wags.
There'd be some great, you know, some bands would be smart enough to do that too. Get some young, hot rock band and have them put her in the video.
She's still hot. It doesn't matter how old you are. Anyways.
Anyway, so I thought that would be something that we should just run by before we hit Malibu for chocolate. But yeah. I thought, you know, how crazy this...
Craziness. Absolute craziness.
Yeah.
Hollyweird, so do we have a Dear Daniela? You brought one up, didn't you?
Yes, and actually it was similar to your... poor guys. It's similar to your lady issues again.
Oh, dear.
let me get into Instagram. But well,
hopefully all the guys are gone by now.
This isn't
them all off at this point.
It's not as graphic. We've got some really interesting DMs as of late. I'm very excited to bring you guys some products in the
I saw some of those last night. I was peeing myself.
Dying. Absolutely dying.
What we're attracting is freaking hilarious. Okay, do you want me to read it?
Sure.
She said, but you can answer it. So Shelley wrote to us and said, I've really enjoyed your podcasts and have tried several of the health and beauty products you both have recommended. One I'm very anxious to try now is the Me No Pause supplements from Womaness for hot flashes. I'm hoping it helps. This stage sucks. I was wondering if you had discussed in an episode, I may have missed about sleep issues that go along with menopause. I'm having the worst time staying asleep and getting a good night's rest. Any thoughts would be appreciated. Thanks. Oh, you and me both. Ugh. I hate the sleeplessness that comes with...
Do you have that? Do you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep?
Both. But I've had that for a long time. I think I've had that for a long time. And what I do is I take melatonin gummies.
Yes.
And one of the things that I found out is that, you know, a lot of people think with melatonin gummies, because they're like little candies or whatever, that you can take more than what they're telling you to take and that it would help more. But actually, I found out that it actually works in reverse. That if you take more than what's recommended, it actually counteracts it. It makes it worse. So take only what the bottle tells you to take. And it, because your body, as you get older, obviously stops making as much melatonin.
Right.
So you do need the supplements to help you with that. But if you take only what's advised on the bottle and within like a few days and it starts building up in your system, it does help to kind of keep you asleep.
Do you also take CBD gummies for sleep?
I do. I take these gummies called Caminos.
I couldn't remember the name and I...
Yeah, they're called Caminos. They're really good. They're super yummy. I just take like... And it's good if you're not used to taking gummies, maybe try half first and see how you do with it. Because when I first started doing it and I tried with one, a whole one, it made me kind of queasy. I didn't like the way I felt. So I take half and it just knocks me out. I take it and within a half an hour, I'm asleep.
That's awesome. So Shelley, that's definitely...
So take it at bedtime when you're ready to go to sleep, take it and just go to sleep. Because if you take it and then you're doing shit, you're all of a sudden you're going to feel a little woozy.
Right.
So just take it before you go to bed.
Yeah, I've got to try that too.
Yeah.
I did tell her that we would do it as a Dear Daniela and that for me, I found that magnesium really helps.
Yes. Yeah.
There's several different ones right now. I like a gummy one as well. It's a magnesium citrate, and it's by that Ollie company. And then there's Nature Made, which is really good too.
Yeah.
And I told her that I know that if you're having hot flashes and that wakes you up, like night sweats or hot flashes, black cohosh, 100 milligrams, it really helps as well. I also have been taking, and I sent her a screenshot of the Ollie Muscle Recovery Sleep. It does also have melatonin, but only 3 milligrams, not 5. But it also has vitamin C in a tart cherry and a vitamin D and a little bit of magnesium. And these are really great. And I found that my neck hasn't been bothering me either. So these don't help me to fall asleep. The magnesium, I think, helps me to like wind down and to get calm before, you know, and get in that mindset of decompressing, but then these keep me asleep where I'm not waking up in the middle of the night. Right. 'Cause that's what was happening to me. I was waking up at like, you know, in the middle of the night, right. whether it be to get something to drink or that I felt like I was under too many covers.
Or maybe
and I
even like when people get hot flashes, that wakes them up. I know that yeah. because that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And this, I really love this one. This, mm-hmm. And I know melatonin is really good for that too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Melatonin really helps. I'll tell you the one thing though, that always helps me. Well, it's actually two things that always help me. One is exercise. I have to exercise. If I exercise every day at night, I'm tired. No matter what. I'm
now,
always tired.
Let me ask you this. If you exercise in the evening, does it keep you awake?
You know, I don't exercise in the evening because I don't want to like, you know, like I don't want to trigger my energy or anything. And, yeah. So I exercise during the day, but I would assume like if you exercise at night, it might kind of keep you awake. Maybe
it gives me a second wind. Yeah. I used to try and do that because when Sabbath was really, really little, and even now if I didn't, if my mornings are just too crazy
yeah.
and I don't get my workout in and I'll do cardio at night,
yeah.
it gives me a second wind. And then I find I'm cleaning and I'm doing, and yeah. I'm like, shit. Then the next yeah. morning I'm like, oh, I got 6 hours sleep. And if I go to sleep without being woken up, I'm a 7.5-8 hour sleeper.
Oh, you're so lucky. That's lovely. That would be like heaven for me.
It is heaven.
For me, it's about exercising during the day just to like get rid of the extra energy, even like nervous energy. It just gets rid of it. The other thing is making lists so that you get everything off of your mind. So you're not lying in bed thinking about conversations that you've had or that you want to have or
that is
what
such
you
a huge
need to do.
Part of it.
Yeah, it's huge. And I'm super guilty of that. I will like lie in bed and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, did I order that fabric? Did I make that call? Oh shit, I forgot to call my mother-in-law or, you know, whatever. Make lists. Put a list in your phone, write down everything that's on your mind. Even if it's something that you want to say to somebody, just write it all down, get it off of your mind so that you can go to bed and just think about nothing and be bored and fall asleep. That always really helps me. I'm trying to think of what else is good, but it is difficult because I know a lot of women now that are going through menopause, the hot flashes are what wake them up because they're so uncomfortable and they're so hot and they're sweating. Maybe try keeping like a fan by your bed, like a remote control fan, so that you can just control it. And when you're not, you're feeling hot, just freaking turn it on really quick.
Totally.
And cool yourself off a little bit because thank God I'm really lucky. That's the one thing I don't have, but I know that that can be absolutely horrible. So maybe try that.
Yeah. So I hope we answered you, Shelley. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun. It's not yeah. fun not being able to sleep.
Let us know if anything helps you.
Yeah. I hope that some of these yummy gummies help you or, you know, yeah. something. But
yeah,
there are things like I'm not one to just take it. I'm going to yeah. figure out. I'm going to research something. There's got to be something that's going to work. So,
yeah.
you know, don't get discouraged.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe just have sex and then you'll be tired.
yeah, and you'll make your significant other happy. That.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That's half the battle.
Yeah. Or if you don't have a significant other. Yeah. You can
yeah.
work it out.
Yeah, exactly so. Right. That actually could help you
yeah.
fall asleep as well.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Have yourself a little fun and yep. off you go. Anyways, is it time for Barb's bag of tricks now?
Yes, actually. Okay, so I'll do this quickly.
Okay,
so,
cool.
As you know, and as I've shared with Honest AFers a couple weeks ago, I had those PDO threads and I yeah. was bruised beyond. I mean, I really looked like I was in a car accident or something, yeah. Or I went like three rounds with Ollie or something.
But now you look like nothing ever happened.
Thank you. And Dr. Rahi's amazing. I think in all fairness, it was me. I'm an easy bruiser, but I thought
about
it.
Do you know that
it.
I saw her on her Instagram that she does threads on stomachs.
She does it everywhere. She yeah. said she could do your arms. She could do your booty. She could lift anything.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm going to turn into a marionette over there.
There you go. It's not as severe. You know, you can't get more than a couple centimeters, but you know, body lifts and stuff. Yeah. That's serious. Those serious surgeries.
Right.
If she can do it, if it's just a little something, something like yeah. she said, like it's very popular above the knees.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of women,
yeah.
you know,
hell
don't
yeah.
like that. So,
yeah, sure.
And we are not as fortunate as men to have like those hairs to cover up all those areas that need to be lifted and pulled back. So anyway, so I had found in my journey of bruising that I, at some point I wanted to go out and see, like be out with human people again and not terrify people of what I look like. And then I was also thinking about Caroline Stanberry when she said the one product that she can't do without is a concealer. And I had never used a concealer. And I'm like, okay, I need to figure out a really good concealer. And it would be a good thing for me to do for Honest AF. Because let's face it, most of us do get some sort of bruising at some point from Botox, from filler. And then just, you know, some of us just bruise easily or what have you.
Yeah, or so, some of us are not getting any sleep.
And some of us have dark circles and use a concealer all the time.
Yeah.
So I found a couple that I never use
a concealer. And I'll tell you why. I find that when I use concealer, because I have crow's feet, that it just makes it look worse.
And that is why I never use them, because first of all, I don't get dark under my eyes unless it's a bruise. I find that concealer is cakey for the most part.
Yeah.
And so it draws more attention to lines. And that's why I don't like powder. Yeah. Once you're past...
Yeah, I don't like powder either.
To be honest, once you're past 28, I don't like powder. I think it just... I like cream eyeshadows, cream blush, cream, contouring. All right. So to the best ones that I've found, and I found quite a few, and actually for my bag of tricks, some of them are upstairs, but I do know what works best. So I went to Sephora and the woman that I helped me, she said to me, so there's an actual product that is an Allure. It's one of their best beauty winners, right? Uh-huh. It's by Amazing Cosmetics, and it's called Amazing Concealer. And it actually says the world's best concealer. So this was the first thing that she brought me to. This is super inexpensive. This is like Ulta drugstore. They do sell it at Sephora because it is probably the world's best concealer.
Wow. This you tried it and you love it?
I use it. It covers bruises. It covers tattoos.
Oh, wow.
It covers everything. And then I got excited. So this is my number one Honest AF beauty must have. If you need a concealer.
How much was it?
It was cheap? Like $13.
Oh, yeah.
Super inexpensive. Yeah. And this stuff is going to last forever.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do have their own website as well. But it's super easy to find. I've seen it now in many different places.
What's it called again?
It's by a company called Amazing Cosmetics. And it's the Amazing Concealer. And like it says, the world's best concealer. And I honestly will say, it is the best concealer to cover.
Oh,
you will not see purple. You will not. And the other one that she recommended, which is really good and came in a close second for me, is Bobbi Brown's. Brown has a little tiny pot. It worked great. And I'm sure it would be great to cover up a blemish under your eyes. I don't use a concealer on a daily basis as far as that goes, because I did get black eyes. I had two literal black eyes.
Yeah.
So I thought, let me see if I could find one that I love for an everyday. Like if I were to wear one, if I got dark circles. And I'll tell you, the best one for that was Tom Ford, which, you know, I mean, yes, his stuff is luxury. Everything by Tom Ford is luxury.
Right.
But there's a reason for it. Yeah. I mean, he is primo. It is the best of the best. And I could actually see myself using a Tom Ford, and you would like it because it's so creamy and so it blends so well, and it doesn't get cakey or matte. Mm. It literally just looks like your skin, but better, but it covers. Oh. It's like a miracle in a little blotter. Blonde. And I think it would be really fabulous as well to use on your eyelids before you use eyeshadow. Great stuff.
Yeah.
So those are my bag of tricks today.
Okay.
And then also for bruising. Now, a lot of us, if you go to a plastic surgeon or an esthetician to get Botox or whatever, they'll, especially if it's something a little more aggressive like threads, they'll give you Arnica to take orally.
Yeah.
In the office, you take the first dose right as you have the procedure, and then you take it every 6 hours for maybe, I think, four or six doses. And Dr. Rahi has it, and she'll give it to you in the office. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rivkin does as well.
Yeah, Kenodia does too.
Yeah, and many dermatologists do as well.
Yeah.
And but one thing that I've come across is Arnica, and it's Arnicare is the company. They have a roll-on. And this stuff is unbelievable because it's literally a roll-on.
Oh.
And it also gives you that that whole effect of a roller.
Yeah, like, and so it smooths you a little
bit.
The
best thing you could do for a bruise, because all it really is...
That sounds like it could be painful, though, on a bruise.
No, it actually feels good. Really good.
Because I know Arnica has a gel.
Yes.
And I use the gel sometimes. Like,
and
if I'm bruising, great. I'll just put a little bit of, dab a little gel on.
This is a liquid, right? So it's even lighter.
Okay.
But the cool thing about the roll-on is one of the things that Dr. Rahi told me, and... when we had Cheyenne on, and she said, and actually Nurse Vanessa, who I'm hoping we get on at some point, using a roller after you've had filler under your eye or any,
it smooth will, it out.
Keeps it smooth.
Oh.
So this is like amazing. And I have to tell you, this was a godsend, because all bruises really are dried blood under the skin that you could see through the surface of the
Ouch.
Skin. And if you don't knead it or massage it, it's going to stay there a lot longer.
Oh.
So this is the double whammy of the Arnica and the roller.
Oh.
And I have to say, I highly recommend this.
Okay.
You can put it in the fridge.
Oh,
it
I feels bet cold. It feels
incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So that's my bag of
idea.
Tricks.
Very
but,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so funny. We never know what we're going to talk about. Poor Lisa. I feel sorry for her because she has to write the show description, and we were all over the place.
Good luck, Lisa. I'm sure she'll be talking about it.
We were all over the place. But anyway, whatever.
We need an extra warning for anyone who's sensitive to lady issues.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I guess that wraps us up for today. And you
we're
and I are
now
going
to Toby. We need chocolate.
First we're going to go have lunch, and then we're going to go have chocolate.
I'm working backwards from the chocolate.
All right, everybody. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Honest AF. And if you have any questions or comments or products that you want us to review or subjects that you want us to talk about, just hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. HonestAFShow.com is our website. And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Take care of yourselves. We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned. Just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane, and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.